Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Yolanda Renee King is a force to be reckoned with. Yes, honey, the 9-year-old lady was a surprise guest at the Movement to End Gun Violence in Washington, D.C., that huge march. Of course, it was everywhere around the world. And yes, she is Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter. She stood by all the students at Stoneman Douglas High School, and she brought her own voice to the stage. She expressed the need to be the generation to lead. And yep, her grandfather was gunned down. You know what? It's coming up on 50 years. Well, thank goodness we've got this child. Yolanda channeled her grandfather. She spoke to the massive crowd of influencers and said his iconic words from his I Have a Dream speech. She delivered her own personal inspirational message, though. She said, quote, "My grandfather had a dream that his 4 little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that enough is enough and that this should be a gun-free world, period." Yolanda, we are all with you, honey. You just keep leading the charge because most of the adults out here don't have nearly as much sense as you do. And Diddy and Steph Curry may not find success in buying the Carolina Panthers they had hoped for, the hip-hop pioneers and NBA All-Star. You know, they threw their hat into the ring to buy the Panthers once Jerry Richardson decided to put the team up to be sold to the highest bidder. Well, as you might guess, the numbers started soaring. Now, they had partnered with billionaire Michael Rubin. He's the guy that earned his riches by owning the most popular online sports merchandise shop, and he's done a lot over the years, but you know, even Michael said, it got up to $2.5 billion. Michael pulled out, which means the Diddy and Steph had to pull out too. Oh well, guys, I'm sure there will be another team that will come up in the near future. Don't give up. Keep hope alive on that one. And I'm sure by now, if you didn't see 60 Minutes, everybody is talking about it, and you've probably seen it somewhere. Yes, Stormy Daniels detailed her sexual affair with Donald Trump in an interview, and she talks about how that he was bragging about being on the cover of a magazine, and then Stormy replied, "Someone should spank you with that magazine," and asked Trump to take off his pants, which of course he did. She proceeded to spank the now president with the publication. Let me just say this. Somebody was tweeting about Stormy last week saying, "You know what? All dumb hoes should go to hell." And Stormy's response was, "Oh, thank goodness, I'm a smart one." And yes, you are, Stormy. Please help us get rid of this man that does not need to be in office. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.